Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships, everything about soulful awakening, tapping into our spirituality, and standing in our power, because I am here to wake you up so that you can ultimately have your best life and your best relationship, right? So let's get into today's episode. Today I want to share with you 4 points around getting clarity around your toxic relationship, if you're still in a toxic relationship or an unhealthy relationship, or even if you're not in a relationship right now, but maybe you've had those types of relationships. It's a bit of food for thought, so you can actually sort of look at these 4 points and think about for the future when you're getting ready to be in another relationship, right? Because it's super important to be aware of these points. And it's almost like especially point one, it's about giving you that insight so that you can actually step back and have a look at your situation and see it on a different timeline, so to speak, to see what will happen if you stay in that situation. So let's get into it. 4 ways to get clarity around your toxic relationship. Okay, so the first point I want to make is this. I want you to take a moment right now, sit down, take a pause, and I want you to go into the future as if you are still in this relationship, with this same person, with this same situation that you're currently in. I want for you to take yourself on a little trip. And this trip is into the future. I want you to close your eyes, so make sure you're not driving. And I want you to just put yourself into the future in, say, 3 months, 6 months, 6 years, and see yourself with this person and think about what will be different in that time if nothing is changing right now. Because nothing changes, does it, if nothing changes? So if you've been in this particular situation for a while now, you know things aren't really changing. So how are you going to feel in 3 more months of this same thing? How are you going to look? How is your body going to feel? Are you healthy? Is this actually making you unwell physically, mentally, emotionally? Well, of course it is. Even if we can't see it instantly, it's manifesting through your body. So I don't say that to scare you. I say that to awaken you. I say that for you to have that clarity and insight. So imagine in your life with that person in another year, another 5 years. I want you to think about what that's going to do for you. Wait, this is to help you get clarity. Now, I'm not saying that this relationship is, I don't know your situation. Maybe this relationship can be saved. Maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe there's work that you can do on yourself, which in turn can change that situation. But I want you to be real, okay? I want you to be really honest with yourself and don't kid yourself here. If it's destructive and toxic and you're suffering, I want you to own that as well and be realistic with this by taking yourself into the future and seeing yourself in that future space. So take yourself on that little trip into the future and ask yourself, do you like what you see? Do you like that picture of how your life will be if you stay in this current situation? That should bring some clarity for you, okay? The second point I would like to make here by giving you some clarity around your toxic situation, and going back to just that first one, if you're not in a relationship, when you do get into a relationship and you start getting to know that person, yes, enjoy the moments, but also get a feel for, you know, for the future, how this person handles stress, etc., how he is in a crisis, because that's how you're going to see that person down the track as well. So it's a good idea to take note of those little things. Just wanted to throw that one in there, guys. So the second point is knowing what you know now. Would you still pick that person to be in a relationship with? Is that a person that you still would choose? Or is it simply that you've been together a while now, you've got these attachments, there's something in you saying you need to hang on for whatever reason, and I respect people's choices of why they feel they need to do certain things. I'm all about authenticity and loving yourself enough to do the right thing, of course, the right thing for your big picture life. But I want you to ask yourself, be honest and say, would I still choose this person? And you may say, yes, I would, even though this, this, and this isn't right. I believe it can, you know, I can fix this, or we can fix it together, because it's always about two people, right? Coming together and working on the situation. So that's the second point to ask yourself. Would I still pick this person? Or no, this is not someone that I would choose. And get really honest with that as well. That can be a hard thing to sort of say, no, I wouldn't, right? So another important little sort of insight that can highlight certainly where you're at emotionally at this stage, and giving you some clarity about where you are, how you have grown perhaps, and how you have changed over the years, etc. So the third point I would like to make is to help give you some clarity in your ambivalent situation, is to basically ask yourself, how is this person showing up for you on a daily basis? How are they showing up for you? Because again, this is going to show you a lot for about the future as well. Because let's face it, yes, we need to be present. Yes, we want to live an authentic, beautiful life in the present moment. That is key, but that's another podcast and I've got lots on that. But we also need to be thinking about our future when we're with a certain person right now. Where is that future going to be? What does that future look like? And how is that person showing up for you today? Is that person, you may say, well, he's not showing up as well as I want, but he is better than now than ever. Well, that's a good thing, right? That would be a good thing. So, but be really honest about that. Is he improving? Do you have better conversations? Is there hope? And again, it goes back into the second point. Would you still choose that person? And again, imagining that future, point one, with that person, you know, tie it all together, right? Get a picture. And the fourth point I would like to make, and pretty obvious, but again, something that I don't think we think about, and that is by asking yourself, am I a better person because of this person being in my life? Am I, you know, living a better self? Am I in my light more, or am I feeling more down? It sounds super obvious because, you know, oftentimes we are feeling down, but we don't actually put it down to just the relationship. We actually project onto lots of other things, especially if we don't want to really walk away from that relationship, or we're not ready to walk away from that relationship. But I want you to be honest and ask yourself, are you shining brighter because of this person? Or maybe you were for a while because you were learning lots of lessons and now that light has gone out. Or maybe there's never been a situation where you have shone brighter. It's just you got together and there was chemistry and you stuck it out, and now it's gone on for months, years, and you're in a codependent type situation. So again, good relationships bring out the best in us. They make us feel better. Yes, it's our job to make ourselves feel better first. It starts with us, but you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you're looking after you, but this person being in your life somehow makes you a better person. You're shining brighter, you're learning more, you're happier on some level. Or is it the other way around, that you're not shining as bright as you once did? You feel like you're losing yourself, your light is dimming out. What's going on here? Like, let's get clear here, okay? So look, there are just four points just there that I'm sharing with you, but some other things I'd like you to think about. Because, you know, this is your relationship here. This is your life. And I feel like when people are moving through their days, their lives, they somehow are expecting their lives just to sort of fix itself and work things out. And the reality is your life is never going to change if you are just doing the same thing over and over, if you are not willing to do the work that you need to do. And I feel like a lot of people want the changes, but they're not, I don't like the word willing so much. I don't know if it's whether it's I'm not willing to do it, or whether they feel a resistance to doing it. you know, and so they just sort of hope and pray things get better all by themselves. The reality is when you begin to do some work on yourself, you are going to be met with resistance. Your life isn't going to change in a day just because you start doing some inner child work or some healing work. It doesn't work like that. I know I'm being a little bit hard today on my message because it's out of love, everyone. It's out of full love to you because, you know, I see it so often, people doing a bit of work here and there, trying to get themselves into a better space, which is great, but then they stop. It's all too hard. They go back doing the familiar and they stay in those unhealthy situations indefinitely because the way to creating change means you got to put yourself into uncomfortable feeling states, into the unknown, as Joe Dispenza often talks about. When we're going through changes, we step into the field of the unknown, where there isn't certainty, there isn't the familiar, and that makes us uncomfortable, and that makes us want to call our ex again, or makes us want to stay in that relationship again, because it's what we know, it's what the mind knows. The mind loves familiarity, the mind loves what it knows. And so when you begin that journey, there is resistance, right? So I wanted to let you know, like throw that in there, because I feel that it's a process, it's a journey. It's never about one seminar or one podcast or one, you know, doing one technique is going to somehow change your life. But certainly by making a commitment to yourself every day to meditate, to do journaling, to go into nature, to get present, to observe yourself, be in yourself. All these things are definitely going to make huge changes in your life. I'm talking huge when you are consistent, right? So very important for you to be consistent and have that commitment to yourself. Like, be honest with yourself. Don't kid yourself any longer. Don't be telling yourself a story out of fear. Oh, he's not that bad. It gets better sometimes when you're suffering, right? When you are really not thriving. Like, I know it's not easy. I know those situations are incredibly difficult. And change is never easy, right? It's never easy to change. But I want you to do that first point, to think about that journey into the future. Now, with that first point, I do have a meditation. If you're on my list of, I did have a free quiz that was out for about a year, which you can still get that free quiz if you email me for it. It will be on my website soon as a free resource, but I also have a meditation of that first point, taking you into the future and you experiencing what it's like by keeping your current situation the same and then by making the changes. It's a powerful NLP kind of / meditation. So if you would like that that meditation, that NLP, then please email me at hello@sallykalin.com. I will send that to you directly to your inbox because it's not yet on my website as a free resource. It will be because I'm uploading lots of free resources. But if you want that now, I can send that directly to you. And it is a powerful tool in helping you get some clarity around your situation. It's quite an emotional meditation too, in the sense that you actually start to really experience, my gosh, you know, this is what it's gonna feel like. So definitely reach out for that. So I hope that's been helpful, everyone. Just shining a light on your current situation. Like I say, it's never easy, but making those big changes is never easy. But then the results that come from stepping out of our comfort zone can be so life-changing. And that's what I'm all about, not helping you just heal from your toxic relationships, not helping you just get over a breakup. I'm here to help you step into your spiritual power, helping you to realize you are pure consciousness and you are able to completely rewrite your life and have the life you love on your terms. So wishing you all an amazing day, everyone. Just to recap those four points, just as I'm saying goodbye for now, The number one is to take a moment to go to the future and imagine your life if you have not made any changes, what it's going to be like with that person 3 months, 3 years from now, 5 years, 10 years, right? Point two, knowing what you know now, would you still choose that person to be your partner? Is that someone that you still would want to be in a relationship with, right? Number three, how is this person showing up for you every day? Is this person taking care of your needs? Is this still something where there is hope and you can fix this and you feel that you are, your needs are being met, or maybe not to the degree you would like, but he's improving and you feel there is hope, right? And number four, are you shining brighter because this person is in your life, or are you dimming out? Like, be real. So they're all points to consider, but reach out to me if I can help you on your journey. I do offer my different coaching programs, international coaching, one-to-one, where we get to have a experience where I help you totally transform your life and get you onto that path of where you need to be. So reach out and ask me about that as well. Sending you much love, guys. I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Love you lots. Bye for now.